Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Amid signs that hospitalizations for COVID-19 appear to be coming down in the U.S., health experts are continuing to warn Americans to remain vigilant. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying people should refrain from attending Super Bowl parties this weekend. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, also urged people to follow social distancing guidelines. And he said there's no harm if people want a double mask for extra protection, though he says the science isn't there yet.
I often myself wear two masks. Can we make a general recommendation that doesn't have scientific basis yet? No. But when the science comes along and tells us that it is better or not, then you will see a recommendation being made by the CDC.
More than 450,000 Americans have now died from COVID-19. A Franklin County grand jury has indicted a white former police officer for killing a black man during an early morning service call in December. Nick Evans from Columbus member station WOSU has the story.
Former Columbus police officer Adam Coy faces four charges, including murder, felonious assault, and dereliction of duty. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost's office led the investigation. During a press conference announcing the charges, Yost emphasized the importance of accountability.
Truth is the best friend of justice, and the grand jury here found the truth. Andre Hill should not be dead.
The December shooting rattled the community because Coy failed to turn on his body camera and no officers on the scene offered first aid to Hill. Yost says he agrees with the grand jury's determination, and his office will, quote, vigorously prosecute the case. For NPR News, I'm Nick Evans in Columbus, Ohio.
A bipartisan group that's been reviewing U.S. policy towards Afghanistan is out with a new report suggesting the Biden administration extend a May 1st deadline for troop withdrawal. NPR's Michelle Kelman reports.
The Trump administration made a deal with the Taliban last year that included a timeline for a U.S. withdrawal. State Department spokesperson Ned Price says the new administration is reviewing that.
No decisions about our force posture have been made. We are committed, as I said, to supporting the diplomatic process, and we're committed to ensuring that Afghanistan never again provides a base for terrorist attacks.
The Afghan study group created by Congress argues that the U.S. should make any further cuts in troop levels contingent on the peace talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government and conditions on the ground. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
House Republicans tonight have voted to let Representative Liz Cheney keep her position in GOP leadership. NPR confirming the vote by secret ballot was 145-61. Some of Cheney's colleagues were pushing to oust her over a vote to impeach former President Trump. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 36 points today. The Nasdaq fell 2 points. This is NPR. The far-right all-male group, the Proud Boys, is being designated a terrorist entity by the government of Canada. Canadian government noting the group played what it called a pivotal role in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last month. The group is known for engaging in violent clashes at political rallies and has faced heightened scrutiny since January 6. The U.S. Justice Department announced the arrest of a Seattle member of the group for his role in the Capitol riot. Crews are still working to recover the bodies of three backcountry skiers in rural Colorado who were caught in an avalanche Monday. Colorado Radio's Sina Sieg reports the men were well known in the community.
Seth Bossung, Andy Jessen, and Adam Palmer lived in the small western Colorado town of Eagle and all worked in city or county government. They were skiing through remote mountains outside the tiny community of Silverton when the avalanche hit their group of seven skiers, completely burying four people. The group was only able to uncover one skier, who escaped with minor injuries. This is the state's deadliest avalanche since 2013, when a slide killed five snowboarders. Dangerous avalanche conditions are in the forecast for many of Colorado's mountains. For NPR News, I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction.
The nation's service sector was operating at its highest level in nearly 2 years last month. That's according to the Institute for Supply Management. The group says its service sector index jumped a full percentage point from the previous month to 58.7. Any reading over 50 indicates a service sector that's expanding, while reading below that level denotes contraction. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.